Welcome back to Wonderfilled Stories. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. Have you ever met someone delightfully different? The kid who laughs at silly jokes, likes surprising foods, or dances like nobody's watching? Because in truth, they aren't. Well, here's a secret. Weird is wonderful. Now imagine a world where everything is the same. One color, only tan. One song played forever. One food, every meal, every day. Everyone looks the same, talks the same, and thinks the same thoughts. Yawn. That world wouldn't sparkle at all. Differences are sprinkles on a cupcake, butterflies in a forest, and sparkles on the water. They're not things to be hidden in shame. They make life better. As the French say, vive la différence, which means hooray for being yourself. So when you are picking your friends, don't just choose the ones who try to make you just like them. Pick friends who celebrate your weirdness and let you be exactly who you are. Friends should make you feel alive. But for now, let's listen to Chapter 25. Chapter 25, The Psychopath. The Shrouded Man ordered the boys to the library room, adjacent to the main hall. With a grunt, he wordlessly pointed to an overstuffed leather couch in the middle of the room, and the kids sat side by side. Three walls of the room were completely covered with shelves, and the shelves were crammed with books. The fourth wall had ornate leaded glass windows that sparkled with an array of color each time the distant lightning flashed. Halfway up the two-story room was a balcony that could be accessed by a small spiral staircase in the corner. The highest books were reachable by an old wooden ladder that rolled carefully along a track on the floor. Davy was frozen in terror as he sank into the couch, his face pale. Jace sat defiantly, his teeth grinding as he searched for the right verbal barb to hurl at their captor. Kai was on the edge of his seat, taking in the scene and looking for an opportunity to escape. Their captor pulled back his hood and revealed his greasy face. Mad Max. He scowled as he recognized the precocious boys. Jace growled as he identified Max in return. The dog howled as lightning lit up the library in brilliant colors cast by the stained glass windows, and thunder shook the panes. Kai noticed a small gas stove on the floor and a half-eaten plate of pancakes sitting on a nearby coffee table. He made a mental note. Davy smelled the syrup from across the yard. Trust Davy's nose. Sitting down opposite the boys, Max stared with black eyes. The dog lay obediently beside him, surveying the captors carefully. "We know who you are," Jace spoke up confidently. "Our parents know where we are. The cops will be here any moment."
"Is that right?"
Max casually picked up a paper plate and took a bite of lukewarm flapjacks. He nearly chuckled at the threat.
"Are those cops coming to get me or you?"
He smiled with stained teeth as he chomped.
"It's nearly midnight. I'm sure your mommies and daddies think you are snug in your beds."
"What do you want with us?" Jace spoke again on behalf of the group.
"All I want is to eat my supper in peace before it gets cold," Max began. "But you boys decided that you wanted to find some trouble by sneaking into a deserted house."
Max stood and began to pace in front of the boys.
"What you don't understand is, you boys are trespassing."
He stood over the trio.
"Trespassing is illegal, so when the cops show up, it will be you who are in trouble."
Davy groaned quietly and looked as if he was ready to pass out.
"That is, if there's anything left to arrest."
Max leaned in toward Davy.
"Around these parts, trespassers can legally be shot."
Davy immediately stood up.
"I need to use the bathroom,"
he demanded flatly. Max looked at Davy for a beat, not quite sure how to make sense of the petrified kid. A moment later, Davy leaned forward. retched, and vomited on the floor between the two. Davy's half-digested supper glopped to the tiles and splashed onto Max's shoes. He instinctively jumped backward. Seeing a moment for escape, Kai sprang to his feet and bolted toward the door, screaming, "Split up!" as he disappeared into the grand hall. Jace launched himself over the back of the couch and sprinted toward the spiral staircase in the corner. Max ordered his dog to fetch, and the agile dog sprang out the door in pursuit of Kai. Max pursued Jace as he fled in the opposite direction. Racing up the twisted stairs, Jace kicked at Max's hands as he grabbed through the railings at his legs. Covered in vomit and completely overwhelmed by the intensity of the moment, Davy pedaled his feet as he danced in a circle, looking for a place to hide. At the top of the staircase, Jace saw a small sliding door and ran to it. Bursting through, he found himself on the second floor balcony surrounded by large paintings and statues. The stairs to the next level were to his left, so he raced toward them as he heard the steps of his pursuer on the metal staircase behind. As Jace made it to the stairs, he glanced back and noticed Max emerging through the library doors. He sprinted to the second story, but with each step heard his pursuer closing the gap. As he rounded the corner to go up the second set of stairs, he noticed the black, angry glare of Max only a few steps behind. Figuring that he wouldn't escape the man, he changed tactics and began hurling every item he could find at his pursuer. First was his flashlight, then his walkie-talkie, then his backpack, then a nearby small statue, then a picture that hung on the wall. Every item hurled at his face with the velocity of a little league pitcher slowed Max for a moment, but eventually Jace ran out of things to throw. He turned again and sprinted up the final set of stairs, desperate to escape. Jace had entered a dream and was moving in slow motion. Max bared down from behind, and Jace expected to feel an icy grip on his shoulder at any moment. Before making it halfway to the top, he felt the grip of his pursuer on the back of his neck. He let out a blood-curdling scream as Max grabbed him. Out of space to run, he turned to fight. Like a rabid honey badger, he latched onto the man and tackled him with every ounce of his strength. The two tumbled through space in slow motion. Jace clawed at Max's eyes while surfing his body down the steps like a boogie board. The odd pair landed at the foot of the stairs with a crash, Jace on top and Max underneath. Quickly recovering, Max overpowered the vicious kid. As he dragged him back toward the library, kicking and cussing, Jace glanced up the stairs to see Davy peeking over the side of a third-story banister. A random thought flashed through Jace's mind. How did he get up there so fast? Grabbing some rope from his bag, Max quickly hogtied Jace and began nursing his aching back and scratched face. A moment later, fussing and growling filled the room as the black dog tugged an uncooperative Kai by the back of his leather belt into the room.
"Well, here we are again," Max taunted. "How about we act a little more civilized this time?" he scolded as he pushed Kai back onto the couch. "Do I need to tie you up like that?" he gestured toward Jace.
"No," Kai quivered.
"No what?" Max taunted.
Kai wasn't quite sure what he was expecting.
"No, sir?"
"Yeah, it's about time you showed a little respect, you little puke."
Reminded of the vomit incident before the Great Escape, he turned to notice the pile of Davy's supper stinking up the room. Davy, however, was gone. All that remained was a trail of glops leading out the door toward the hearth room. Max cursed and with a quick whistle commanded his dog to guard Kai. The dog responded with a low growl.
Thank you once again for joining me at Wonderfilled Stories. Now, as you head back into your day, remember what we discovered together. Weird is wonderful, and same is boring. Celebrate the quirks that make you, you. Choose friends who cheer for your weirdness, and let you cheer for theirs, too. Viva la différence! Because the world shines brighter when everyone gets to be themselves. If you're looking for more ideas, creative challenges, and wonder-filled fun, visit jasonsoul.com and become part of the Wonder Club. It's a place where curiosity is welcome, imagination grows, and differences are celebrated. Thanks for listening to Wonder-Filled Stories. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.